Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in warm and wonderful Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few cuddly miles away, the irrepressible and gentle J-Man.
Hola. Welcome to all our friends and listeners tuning in all over the globe. It's so good to see you again. Matt Man, I think
yeah.
My NPR voice is more of a cross between NPR voice and Mr. Rogers' voice.
And pedophile as well.
Well, that kind of ruined it, the whole show.
But you still feel good,
Mr.,
don't you?
To be honest with you, Mr. Rogers had a little pedophile voice going, "Hey, kids, come on in. Let's have some cookies."
How's things in Goss Country today, Jay?
They're excellent. Beautiful day here. I don't think I can do that for 45 minutes.
No, there's no way. I'm already out of it. But that
Dana
mean...
Lou wants to know if I have my cardigan on. No, it's a little warm for that. It's actually pretty warm today.
Okay. You could have a sweater and a pipe. We could call you Jay McMurray.
My three sons.
Uh-huh.
And what, was it Uncle Charlie?
Uncle Charlie.
Yeah,
they'd also
grumpy
call him
old
Bub.
Man.
They'd call him Bub.
Yeah. Yeah, the grumpy old man. Meddling in those boys' lives.
Yeah, and there's a lot of men in those boys' lives.
You know, I think it would have been great if the story about Mr. Rogers being a Navy SEAL sniper had been true. Could you imagine that, you know, being like, you know, Bruce Willis in Die Hard, where, you know, he's just getting ready to shoot a commie in the head, but instead of saying, yippee-ki-yay, mother effer, he says, "Hello, neighbor."
Welcome to my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Hey, we have a...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we got a couple of people in the chat room. Obviously, the chat room door unlocked today, this week.
Yes, it did, and I bet they're both feeling good in the chat room right now with us live, as everyone should be. We have Dana Lou, and, of course, we have Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
And, of course, we have people listening through their mobile devices and their iPads and iPhones and Androids and whatnots.
Whatnots.
All
yeah.
over the globe. So yeah. Shout out to them. And if any of them would like to call in at any time today, those phone lines will be open.
As they always are, at 661-244-9852. This week, the I'm With Stupid Hotline brought to you by Trojans. They make you feel good because they're ribbed for her pleasure.
Yes, they are. And even lubed if necessary, if you're the type that needs that.
And with that, Mike has left
Not judging.
The chat room.
So we got a couple of shout-outs today, Matt?
Yes, I got one I want to start out with. First of all, from the other night, on my Facebook page, the lovely nationally syndicated radio show host and contributor to Fox News One, Leslie Marshall, left a comment on my Facebook page. Yeah, big.
Oh, yeah. That's a happy, joy.
It made me feel good. And you know what made me feel even better than good? She responded to me describing my state of horniness. So that was a plus.
Even though it was a kind of a dismissive response, but it was still a response.
Exactly.
Well, that's outstanding.
It wouldn't have mattered if she said I was a piece of crap. A response is a response.
Yep.
And
now she knows you're there. She knows you're
right.
there.
That's right. And I another Fox News-related shout-out. This morning, you know, sometimes when you wake up, you don't feel so good, so you want to get into that feel-good mode, which I do every morning by turning on Fox and Friends, the feel-good show of the morning. The beautiful Mensa member, Ainsley Earhart, was sitting in for Allison Camerata, and the two guys and her joking about St. Patrick's and throwing out Irish sayings in an Irish brogue. And when they got to her, her Irish saying was, "Shiver me timbers."
Hi-yo!
And I'm thinking, wow, yeah, that's a pretty famous Irish saying uttered by one Jolly O'Roger.
Well, that's she is at least on Mika Brzezinski's level.
Yes.
That when they were talking about favorite founding fathers, and she says, "I would have said Abraham Lincoln," and then Joe Scarborough spent the next 2 days trying to defend her, claiming it was a joke. It wasn't a joke.
No. I would have loved
Shiver me timbers.
I would have loved to hear what her dad told her after that comment.
Yeah. but anyway, that's still a great line from Ainsley, because you would love to shiver her timbers.
No. See, I don't find her all that good looking. And you got to be one or the other. You got to be either smart or cute or both. But this chick is neither.
That's a problem.
Yes. She's like a wannabe Gretchen Carlson.
Yeah, I tell you, stupid chicks do not make me happy.
No, oh God, no. Could never sleep with them.
Other than the opportunity to come on this show and make fun of them.
Yeah, well, that's true.
We turn it into a happy situation.
We do.
Yeah.
And especially today.
Right. So I'm going to do a couple of shout outs myself.
Yes, please.
Did you have more?
No, I am done.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to do a little shout-out to our friend Lisa, the Tantra Flower, who had a birthday yesterday.
Yes, she did.
We hope that was a great birthday. And a shout-out to my BFF and someone who makes me super-duper happy, Miss Warrior Cat, who is, of course, at work again today.
Yes.
They always schedule her on show days because apparently her bosses hate me. That's all I can assume here. But Kat and Dr. Mike had a great show last night on the night shift, which you can find at blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks. It was a bit of a reunion of sorts.
Really?
Everybody was the old crowd was there. Doc played a snippet from the old Annie and Burl Live Drunk Show, which was a great time.
Very good.
And Annie and Burl and Epi Junkie were there, and of course Cat was there. Rock Dog was there for a while, and even Kimmy was there.
Well,
the old gang was back together, just for a while, one brief shining moment.
That's good. And I'm sure Kenny gave our guest in the chat room, Dana, a big warm shout out because she likes her to feel good.
Exactly. Actually, no, Kimmy didn't give anybody a shout out. Didn't even speak to me, but that's okay. You know, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hurt.
You sure?
No, I'm fine. So, anyway, there's that. And speaking of the Burl, today is the Burl's birthday. He is an old man today. He is
really?
44 years old.
How old?
44.
Oh, God.
I'm 11 days older than Burl is.
You know, if Burl...
That young whippersnapper.
If Burl would like to truly enjoy his birthday, you know, have some free time, I would be glad to take the lovely Ms. Annie off his hands for a while. So he could truly...
Wouldn't we all?
Yes, enjoy his birthday.
If he'd like some quiet time, personal time to himself,
exactly.
We would be more than happy to entertain Annie for the afternoon.
Very good. So, Burl, if you're out there listening somewhere and you'd like us to do that, you, as well as anyone else, could call in at 661-244-9852, and we'll spend the day with Annie.
And I tell you what, Matt, you know something that makes me happy? Something that makes me feel good?
What?
This sound right here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a wonderful sound, isn't it?
Yes. Was that your pen?
That was a can opening.
Really? And what is in?
I can't believe you didn't recognize that sound since you hear it at least 67 times a day.
Well, you know, I have Schmoop open all my beers in the kitchen, so I really don't know what the sound of a can opening sounds like.
Before she pours them into a crystal glass and carries them to you on a silver platter.
Exactly.
Along with some Ritz crackers with Cheese Whiz on top.
Well, I can't eat those right now.
Just Cheese Whiz, then.
Yes. Yeah, just a big bowl of Cheese Whiz and a spoon.
Well, I thought you'd use your finger. Oh, that's right. You're more sophisticated than me.
Yeah, I am. Oh, my. That is so pedestrian. So what is in the said can that you just popped?
Pepsi. So you had to go and ruin my image for me there. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. Speaking of, although...
I could have said, you know, Coors Light or Busch Light or some other redneck light.
It's not Coors Light up here, Jay. Most of the rednecks here in Ohio, it's not Coors, it's Coors.
Coors.
C-U-R-R-S, Coors.
And, we also want to mention Happy Mother's Day to the mothers in the United Kingdom. It's Mother's Day over there.
And actually, it's called Mothering Day.
Oh, I thought they called it Mum's Day.
Mum's Day would be good, yes.
Happy Mum's Day. And especially Happy Mother's Day to Elizabeth Hurley. Oh, yeah.
Yes. She could mother me all she wanted.
There's the definition of milk there.
Oh, God.
Talk about somebody who makes me happy. Hey, and there's Rock Dog in the chat room.
Well, greetings to Rock Dog.
Welcome to the Rock Dog. And hey, speaking of Rock Dog, if you have a Kindle, get yourself to Amazon.com and download Rock Dog's latest, his book. Kendall single. It's called The Beaches. It's available free this weekend.
Wow.
Great entertainment at a fair price right there.
Does it have words or is it a picture book?
Oh, yeah. No, it has lots of words.
Oh, really?
Even some fairly big words, which, you know, come as a bit of a surprise to you.
Well, there you go. Buy it just for that reason.
Yeah, his first one was Kirby Carlson. Sorry about that, Rock Dog. Anyway, it was excellent. I remember when he started that on his old blog way back in the day, and he finally finished it and put it together and got it published on the Kindle, and now he's got his second. He's on a roll.
That's very good. That is excellent.
Good stuff. Oh, yeah, it is. It's excellent. It's surprisingly good if you've ever, you know, talked to Rock Dog for 30 minutes. I need to knock him. You got to keep knocking him down a notch or two every once in a while. I don't want his ego to get out of control, you know.
Well, it's the same thing I do with my son. You tear him down to build him up.
Exactly. Exactly. He's got other people to blow sunshine up his ass.
That's right.
But then again, this is the Feel Good Show.
And I think you just did that to him. You made him
exactly.
Feel good.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly. You know what?
And I tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. No, because you were getting ready to talk about what makes you happy.
Well, yeah, there's one thing in particular. Schmoop's tuna.
Oh.
Schmoop's tuna makes me happy. It's delicious.
I'm sure it is. It probably has pickles and celery, a little onion.
It's got something in it.
Mayo.
Yeah.
Secret ingredients.
It's got secret ingredients. It's very creamy. Very creamy.
God.
And I eat it with a spoon. So she gives her tuna to a lot of people. Everyone seems to find Schmoop's tuna
delicious.
Very delicious. Yes.
Yes.
So that makes me feel good.
Well, that's excellent.
Took it to work with me yesterday. I took Schmoop's tuna to work with me yesterday. Ate it right there in front of everyone. Very delicious. How about you, Jay?
I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty sure that Schmoop's tuna make me happy, too.
I'm sure it would. I'll have her whip you some up sometime.
Ship her tuna on down here.
Okay.
And Dana wants to know sweet pickles or the extra large gherkins. Oh, sweet pickles. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sweet. Sweet. Well, you know, Matt, man, last week,
I
threw the question out to the masses on my Facebook page asking people what makes them happy. And I got a pretty decent amount of response for the question. And people, you know, in general, I thought people were basically going with the obvious, you know, old friends and family makes me happy. Music makes me happy, you know,
right.
Stuff like that. There were a couple of people that, you know, decided to be a little crass.
Really?
Yeah, with things like baby oil and Tyra Banks, but for the most part, I'm really surprised that nobody said rope, duct tape, and Miley Cyrus.
maybe if the question was posed on someone else's Facebook page that response would have come up.
Maybe,
I don't know from
so.
Whom, but I'm sure it would have.
Yeah. But I tell you what, there was one response from somebody that really, really made me happy.
Really? What was that?
Our good friend, the lovely, the talented, Joe.
Joe.
Love me some Joe. Joe came along, and her comment was, "You make me happy, Jay." Now, isn't that sweet?
That is very sweet.
And you know what? Nothing has made me happier this week than that comment right there.
Really? Oh, me neither, because when I when I saw that comment, I began living vicariously through you.
And, you know, I also thought about how, you know how it's not that difficult to just brighten people's day a little bit, to make people happy.
Not at all.
You know, that's something we should all be doing. And it actually, it makes you happy to make other people happy. Well, it makes me happy to make other people happy. It may not make you happy. You might prefer to make other people miserable. I don't know. But
just saying. Not anyone in the chat room, mind you. None of our audience.
No. Maybe a few people on Twitter on a Saturday night. you...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But it is fun and heartwarming to make other people happy. And you know, another thing is that I enjoy other people's happiness quite a bit.
I do,
because
too.
when they're happy, I'm happy.
Exactly.
And so I find myself actually, even when, you know, if you're watching, you know, on Twitter and you see people are tweeting about a basketball game like yesterday, you know, you got Kentucky playing and the Kentucky fans are my friends. And, you know, I find myself, you know, wanting Kentucky to win because I want my friends to be happy because it makes me happy.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And that's kind of a new thing for me. I never really realized this about myself because I used to, you know, when I would see people, a lot of people rooting for one team, I'd go, "Oh, I hope the other team wins." But luckily, I don't follow a lot of people who root for Duke, so it worked out okay for me. In fact, there was nobody rooting for Duke on Twitter against Lee. But again, how can you not be happy for Lehigh? A little engineering school like that to rise up and beat Duke on national TV in the first round of the tournament.
The little train that could.
Wait, it's not
that kind of engineer, is it?
Close enough.
I'm not a bright man.
I don't know. I do believe that all the guys on the bench were wearing little engineer hats. So.
Oh, were they?
At least they would have been had I been the coach.
Just like Purdue. You know, I always thought they were named after a drink.
The Boilermakers, absolutely. Everybody, every time you hit a free throw, take a shot.
That's right. Now, see, I see someone in the chat room's not feeling very good, as she told one of us and or both of us to shut up. Now, see.
Yeah.
I don't
really know what that's about.
No, I don't either.
I don't know. We haven't referenced people who do Sunday secrets that bring us all down.
No.
So I don't really know what the shut up is about.
I don't either.
But the phone lines are open if she would like to explain to us.
As they always are, it's 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852. I threw a little NPR in there on that one.
Yeah, I noticed. It was excellent.
You know what makes me...
National Public Radio.
Yes, they're doing their fundraising this week.
Is Alec Baldwin on? You can bid on some sweaty balls.
He was on last week. He was on Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is an excellent show, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Very funny.
A lot of fun.
Yep. But you know what makes me feel good? The little things in life, Jay.
It's the little things.
The smell of bacon frying. The cooing of the morning dove at like 5:30. I love that. I'm laying here. There's no in the summer. 5:30. The windows are open. The new windows are open.
Oh yeah, that makes you happy.
Yeah, and all you hear is ooh, ooh. I like that. But you know, another simple thing that makes me happy. It's every New Year's Eve. I can still count on Dick Clark counting down to midnight. And when he
Dick
goes,
Clark.
When he goes, Happy New Year! I feel warm.
In fact, you know, sometimes if I'm feeling a little down, I just go to YouTube and I find the video of that and play it.
Because he wants everyone to be happy, and that's why it's out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of YouTube, you can check out the I'm With Stupid YouTube page. YouTube.com/IWS Radio.
Yeah.
You got a couple of videos up there.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
And I tell you what, over at my YouTube page, I suddenly got like 400 hits on my Wild Irish Rose taste test video.
That is pretty funny. I'll have to play that again. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, I don't. If people are searching on doing something on Wild Irish Rose, it got referenced somewhere, and a whole bunch of people clicked over to it and watched it. And one guy commented and said, "Have you ever heard of using a glass?" What an elitist. I mean, it must be Mitt Romney who just commented, you know.
Sounds like something I'd say, because I do use a glass. I have a special glass.
It's a glass to drink Wild Irish Rose. Well.
Mm-hmm. So what makes you feel good?
Well, you know what, Matt? Doing this show makes me feel good. It makes me happy.
That's good.
It may not make a whole lot of people happy, but it makes me happy. you know, listening to other podcasts make me happy. I enjoy listening to them.
I do too.
Some of the amateur podcasts, some of the pro podcasts. I got distracted by the chat room when you were talking about the smell of bacon. Mike in the chat room said the smell of tuna.
Yes, I see that. And we know who has the best smelling tuna in the world there, Mike.
Moving on. Blogs make me happy. They used to make me even happier back in the golden age of
the golden era of blogs.
Yeah, the old bloggerhood was a great time. Before people moved on to Facebook and Twitter and podcasting and other areas of life.
And things that took less work and imagination and attention.
Effort. Yeah. Puppies. Puppies make me happy.
Do they really?
I'm a dog guy. Dogs are great.
Yes. Well, we got you feel good there for a second while I tell everyone that we got less than 90 seconds left in the live stream, so if you want to call in, you need to call in now at 661-244-9852. Please continue, Jason.
Yeah. And, you know, phone calls make us happy.
Yes, they do.
And I tell you, speaking of calls, another thing, you know, just be hanging out some evening or on a Saturday or Sunday or whenever, and get onto the old Google chat and suddenly see a little message from someone that I know pops up. That always makes me happy.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at initiating conversation because I assume other people are busy. But
well, you don't want to be pretentious.
Yeah.
People coming through. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the NCAA tournament this weekend makes me happy. It's always a great 4 days.
It's
a little odd because I really don't like college basketball very much.
I know you
but
don't.
The tournament is always enjoyable, especially when teams like Norfolk State come out of nowhere and beat Missouri. And I then sit there and I watch Missouri fans have a complete and total meltdown after they spent the whole week running their mouths.
And sucking people into putting them in the Final Four into their bracket.
Exactly, or even the championship game.
Yes.
Well, we're in the after show.
Yes,
portion.
We are.
Nobody called in.
That doesn't make me feel good.
It's a little upsetting. I mean,
it is, especially
when
we
even mentioned how we even mentioned how happy it makes us to get calls.
Yeah, I know.
And apparently, what makes Mike and Dana and Rock Dog happy is to make us sad.
Exactly.
You know what really? Well, you know what would really make me happy?
What
would be if each and every one of the 593 followers I have on Twitter were to play this show every day,
or just one day,
or twice a week?
Twice.
Two out of 7 days. I don't think it's asking too much.
No. Or the 156 people who like us, our I'm With Stupid page on Facebook, which you can go to at facebook.com/IWS Radio, if they would play it twice a week.
Sure. Or if the 300 or so people who find our blog via the Babe of the Week page would just click on the podcast on the sidebar.
Exactly. That's not much to ask.
Not much to ask at all. Speaking of Babe of the Week, it's Irish lasses today.
Yes, it is. Some hot ones. Tiny-breasted, yet hot. Tiny-breasted, yet hot.
Matt's not happy with breast size, but but it was my turn to do the Babe of the Week, and, you know, I'm trying to keep a little bit of balance when it comes to breast size on that blog, and which, oddly enough, As happy as ladies make us.
Yes.
We both had a little moment in the last week or so where we, you know, considered life without the Babe of the Week feature.
I know.
Yeah, maybe a little crisis of conscience, maybe.
But one, I'm
just
sure we will. Yeah.
But we got over it quickly when we thought of the 6,000 hits that Adrian Curry brought us.
Yeah, exactly. And Stacey Dash, like a mule. She's not big, but she's consistent.
She just plows forward, doesn't she?
Yeah, she gets her 24 a day.
You can always count on Stacey to contribute.
Stacey and Aisha, the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Aisha Tyler is one of the very few people in her NCAA tournament bracket had Lehigh beating Duke.
Really?
Yes. In fact, she has Lehigh going to the Sweet 16.
Wow.
And she also had Harvard in the Elite Eight. And she went to Dartmouth. She's an elitist, and that's what that's about. But
yeah.
But no, she had Lehigh beating Duke. So,
you can tell those elitist schools because their nickname is a color. Like, isn't Dartmouth the big green?
Something like that, and Harvard Crimson, yeah.
Yeah, and Alabama, that's pretty elite, too.
Oh, yes, they are. No, I was just going to say my hate bracket in the NCAA tournament pick'em took a real hit over the weekend. Memphis, Duke, Missouri all went down. Three of my final four.
Oh, you're one of those people who filled out multiple brackets.
Yes. Yes, it's a feature that the game allows for people the game was set up to fill out multiple brackets, so I did so.
Mm-hmm.
And I filled out one of my brackets.
That's like a congressman saying, well, insider trading is a feature of being a congressman.
Well, that's one of those outrageous features. This was designed this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was promoted as such.
Yes.
Multiple bracket game. So
yes.
Yeah, I was just going along with what Doc set up. Anyway, one of my brackets was to pick the school that I hate the most, which is not really in keeping with the feel-good, happy, joy stuff. But it actually is, because when they lose, it's exciting. So.
Oh, yeah.
There's that. And then I filled out a bracket for the each picked the school by the hottest co-eds.
Now, that's a good way to do it. That makes everyone feel good.
Right, except for the people who, you know, complain. How did you end up with Kentucky in that Final Four? Obviously, you've never been to Kentucky. I don't know what to tell you. But you have to look at the matchups.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Something just popped into my mind that makes me feel good. Is emptying my bladder, Jay.
And you know what makes me happy?
What?
Tea break with Schmoop.
Hi, Jay.
Hola, Schmoopalicious.
How are you?
I'm happy.
That's good. Happy is good.
Feeling good. Feeling good.
That's wonderful.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good.
Well, that's
brand
great.
New windows, new blinds. Pre-show quickies.
Yeah. Always a way to get happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, get and happy in a hurry.
Exactly. And I have cookies, too, so I'm good.
Ooh, cookies. All right. And the hospital across the street closed down, so you don't have people out front at 3 a.m., screaming, why?
Exactly. Why is my son dead? Well, he's a drug dealer. It's okay.
These things happen. It's all in the game, yo.
Exactly.
So you having a nice weekend?
Yes, very nice. You?
Have you adjusted to the fact that Mattman is around on Sundays?
No. I'm starting to, but, you know, as soon as I get adjusted to it, he'll start working on Sundays again.
Exactly. But I think it's probably easier to adjust to him not being there.
True.
Because, you know, you're not having somebody annoying you and antagonizing you all day long.
Exactly. Especially when I'm trying to sleep.
Always easier to adjust to the quiet.
Exactly. Hang on, honey.
Okay.
Cheers.
Now, you know that Tea Break with Schmoop segment is just too short.
Is it really? You want me to extend it, so to speak?
But then again, Schmoop considers all Mattman segments throughout the day to be too short.
It's a shame I wasn't a computer.
And there's always nothing more fun than making fun of your friends and their sexual prowess.
and or limitations. I do have a funny story from the beer mine yesterday, J-Man.
Oh, do tell.
Yes. A lady I'd never seen before, obviously an amateur, came through the drive-thru. She wanted a bag of ice. I said, we have two kinds. Would you like a small bag or a big bag?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. She said, what? I said, the big bag is 25 pounds. The small bag is 8 pounds. And she asked me what the difference was, to which I replied, 17 pounds. And then it didn't stop there. After she shot daggers into my eyes from hers, she said, no, I'm talking, what's the difference in size? To which I said, the 25-pound bag is larger.
And then you should have thrown your arms out and said, the 25-pound bag is this big. The 8-pound bag is this big.
I think that's what she wanted. She wanted a visual. Oh. So that made me feel good.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt that she'll come back for her ice needs in the future.
It's unfortunate that it wasn't a downpour, though. That would have made it
well,
even better.
That's true. Well, even that, it wouldn't have bothered me after that, because I felt really good after that exchange. That made me feel good.
Even if she had dug around in the console for exact change.
Yeah, I was on top.
You still
of
won that. You still won that battle, didn't you?
Exactly.
Because that's what working at the beer mine is. It's just a day full of intellectual warfare.
That's right.
And you slaughtered her on that one.
I did. I was a beast. So did you actually do anything outrageous for St. Patty's Day yesterday?
No.
Nah, me neither.
No, and I really never have.
Really?
Much like New Year's Eve. You know, it's amateur night. So you don't get out there among the lightweights who can't really handle it.
Yeah.
Who are so hungover that they couldn't make it to the show today. We could change the name of the show to the Hungover Show. The Hangover Show. Just the Hung Show. We'll do that.
Jesus.
See what kind of crowd that brings in. Maybe next Sunday we'll do a Hangover Show.
Okay.
It would have been more appropriate this week, being the Sunday after St. Patrick's Day,
but we
don't worry about appropriateness.
No, we like to be contrarians. We're going to
do a Happy New Year show in April.
I was just going to say we'll do our Christmas show in August.
There we go.
All these Sundays are great. I mean, other than the numbers, everything else is great. I get up at 7:15 on a Sunday, take a shower, watch Ainsley Earnhardt, and take breakfast over my kid and his mom, and come back here, and I'm all fresh and excited. And what do I get for it?
Heartache.
Exactly.
Yeah. Poor Matt.
I know.
Yeah, just as long as you don't have any bread with that tuna.
No, oh, I know. It's killing me, too.
Three more weeks. We're barely half. Not even halfway through then.
Yeah, we got
just
three.
Barely. Barely halfway through Lent.
You're still
That'll
doing
three weeks
right?
from today. 3 weeks from today will be the carb show. We're going to load up on carbs.
I'll tell you what, Jay. Between Christmas and my birthday, I have accumulated $40 in gift cards to Subway.
Uh-oh.
So on Easter Sunday, I am going out and bringing home eight $5-foot-long belongs, and I'm going to eat every one of them.
We got 7 seconds left. Thanks to everybody for listening.
See you later, guys.